This time of year, the school calendar really starts to fill up. Spring activities, testing season, and that final push toward the end of the year. It's a great moment for kids to stay focused and build confidence in what they're learning. That's where IXL comes in. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand their schoolwork, from math and reading to writing and science. It's designed for pre-K through 12th grade, with personalized interactive content that adapts to each child's level and pace. IXL makes it easy to stay on track with instant feedback and clear explanations, skills organized by grade level, and simple progress tracking. It fits into even the busiest spring schedules. It's also trusted nationwide. In fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome back to Feeding the Mouth That Bites You, a weekly podcast guide on parenting teens and launching them into the world. I'm Jessica Pfeiffer, and as always, I'm joined by psychologist and author, Dr. Ken Wilgus. Hey, Dr. Ken.
Jessica, what are those earrings?
Oh, they're festive. They're for the holidays. I like big earrings for Christmas trees.
It's too bad this isn't YouTube. You're all pretty and pink with the dangly earrings.
With big earrings on.
The kind that my wife wears, and they get pulled out by her scarf when she takes the scarf off. I've spent many times searching around like, oh no, where did they go? What happened?
I know.
You know, I had an earring. I had an earring when I was first married. Yes, I did. Because
that
my
your
wife
parents,
liked
it. What?
Never knew about. That's
true. I think is so funny.
What a hypocrite Dr. Ken is, right? It's like, what do you do? Yeah, no, I just never told my mom.
You were an adult married. But
I
she
know.
Was gonna make sure she didn't find out.
I remember going to the mall guy that did the piercing, and he said, "What's your ear?" And this is in the 80s. And I said, I don't care. I said, I'm just doing this for my wife. And he goes, oh, then left ear. That used to be, you don't even remember that maybe. I don't know. But
it would signal.
It was a thing. Yeah.
Yeah. It would signal things.
Now nothing signals anything. It's like, how many do you want? You know, it's not
right.
Even, so, all right. Yeah.
Well, I think that's funny that you were afraid of what your parents were going to think when you were in your 20s and married. But I think we all stole hope for our parents' approval, right?
It's true. I didn't feel like I couldn't. I just didn't want to break my mother's heart.
I know. Well, I have an important topic to me personally, and that's I want to talk about seniors in high school because we are beginning the final semester of senior year in our house for my third child. So I've done this a few times, but I still feel like when it hits me that they're a senior, I get all emotional. I start to make bad choices about my parenting because I want to hang on to everything. I get very sentimental. I don't want them growing up, you know, all the things that you're kind of fighting as a parent. And so I'd like some reminders from you about how to handle this last semester of a senior year. Because
and that's
I know
a good idea.
Things.
Yeah, because we're recording this before Christmas, but this will come out in the spring,
January,
that's when
yeah.
parents need to be thinking about it.
Yes, and I feel like this is a, you know, if you've done it once or twice, you kind of think, okay, I know what I'm doing, but your emotions kind of get the best of you, where you're fighting with your senior about this privilege or that. What are they going to be
parent
allowed to do?
Fatigue, like, oh great, I don't want to go through all this again.
Yes. And sometimes with like my third, it's easy to let things go because I think I just don't want to deal with this anymore. I'm tired.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right.
So let's talk about a few things. One issue I wanted to talk to you about was church. You know, we've to this point had our daughter, had all of our kids going to church whenever we're in town. Sometimes it's a battle, you know, because she has something else going on and she wants to stay at a friend's house overnight and doesn't want to come back for church. Or sometimes, you know, it's just, I'm too tired. When do we give up the battle on the church attendance?
Okay, so the headline here is, you know, if you've been doing, even if you haven't been doing it right, spring of senior year, I think, is the time to celebrate and lean into their adulthood. It, you know, you really want to push against what you just described, that instinct of, oh, great, you know, we've only got X amount of time and We're fighting about all this stuff. Instead, I think you turn it around and you can announce, can you believe it? This is your last semester and you're a young adult. You'll still be living here, which is so cool, but we're almost done with all this controlling and stuff. So I would try to lean that direction rather than, especially parents like you that do planned emancipation very well, and you start searching around the bottom of your box for, is there still something I can throw out there or make them do? I mean, do I have to give it all up? I would go the other way around. Other than curfew, you and I talked about this earlier. I don't really know for sure what else you have to hang on to or need to. So church is in that category. It is ineffective to continually require a young adult, a senior in high school, who does not want to go to church. That's my whole point. It's ineffective to continue to require it because for two reasons. One, it creates this battle. But number two, it robs you of the more important issue, which is to actually see where your child's spiritual life is. And going to church is one sign of that. So only when you say, by the way, starting Sunday, that's up to you, and mean it, can you by February have meaningful talks of, so you're not going anymore? I mean, did you ever, you never liked it? What's up? Like being able to actually connect on the most, for us Christian folks, the most important thing in our child's life. The reverse is so weak. Well, he never brought it up, and we just go, and he'll complain some, but that's weak. And then they're going to go away from you or be living with you, working and whatever. And that you run a greater risk of that young adult being swallowed up by the first naysayer that says, Christianity is the same as, racism or whatever. And they're going to like, yeah, I guess so. You can't do that. It's ineffective.
Okay. Yep. So
How's
that's
that?
number
Little
one.
speech? Yeah.
That's number one.
You should
I'm
be
going to
letting
take
go
some,
of this, but
yeah, I'm going to
announce it.
let go and take the time to have a conversation about it too, because you're right. You have to be very specific and say, hey, this is in your court now.
Now, I will
Because
push back,
sometimes,
have the conversation later. Announce first. When you announce that, look, it's up to you, but I have a 45-minute thing that I want to talk to you about, that actually they won't hear that. Wait till later, and you can see whether they go or not. I would even take an involved church senior that you've announced it, and 3 weeks later they still go. They go every Sunday. I would still say, hey, I'm glad you go with us. This is you doing it, right? That's so powerful.
And it's exciting that they found a community and they're going to be looking for that when they leave your home.
Yes.
And that's what you want most when your kid goes off to college or their next steps, is for them to find on their own a church community that they want to be a part of and
Right.
that they're active in, and that they miss it in their life when it's not there,
Right. My parents had the privilege, the I don't know, I guess the privilege of me growing up in the 60s and 70s, that they could be concerned if we weren't going to the right denomination of church. Well, now if you're old like me, you talk to other old people, and we're just pleased that our kids go to church, that they're involved. We're desperate for our children to carry on the faith at all. I can't believe the luxury my parents had of, wait, you're going to that church? That's the wrong church.
I know you become very grateful if they're seeking God at all,
Right.
honestly, and that's the point of it, right? So, along with that, family activities, other family activities, not just church, but maybe, dinner. My kids, their senior year, love to
Right.
say, well, oh, I already ate dinner, or I'm going with my friend as soon as I check in and say, hey, are you coming home for dinner? They're like, no, I'm going with my friend. And I think, oh, I wanted to spend time with you.
Okay,
And
do you
it's,
think that or do you say that?
oh, well, no, sometimes I say it, sometimes I don't.
Yeah.
Sometimes I know that they're growing and changing, and their circle of friends is really important to them. but I just want to be included in that circle.
Which is great. Yeah. So again, I think the byword here is you want to offload as much as everything you can think of. So what do you mean you're going with your friend? We're having dinner. You want to first think, oh, is this going to be a have to? The spring of senior year, because I'm telling you, there are adults that will tell me about their parents that they still, quote, have to go to their house on Sunday or whatever, because in their, in some cases it's a money thing. Like, well, they're not going to give us that bonus at Christmas if we don't go there. That's a terrible relationship. So these are all things I think that you peg with, you know what? That, I'm just disappointed that you're with your friends because I miss you. But that is up to you. Try to lean into it.
And there's a
Don't
lot of
fudge.
scheduling. Yeah, there's a lot of scheduling issues their senior year, but between, my kids' activities and sports and things like that, and of course all the end of senior year banquets and special events and
Yes.
activities, you feel so busy. And so when your senior is also just with friends all the time, you feel like, oh man, I totally miss them already, and they haven't even left my house,
But if you have stated and restated, listen, I am not complaining. I'm not telling you what to do. This is up to you. Then, and this is important about the communication, it's in the book that if they believe you that it's not up, that you're not making them, then you can say all that. Like, really, again, I'm just wishing you'd spend time. And I'm not kidding. I've done this for years. They will come back and spend more time with you, not because they always want to, but you've taken out the most common barrier, which is, are you making me? Are you talking to me like I'm a child? So they will come. There's, again, not guaranteed. We've said that before. This is not a formula, but you work on this semester offloading as much control stuff as you can.
Well, let me ask you another specific question about our kids being out and about and doing their own thing. Especially if they have cars or they're able to use your car, tracking on phones is a big deal. Parents have all kinds of very sophisticated apps that tell them exactly how
Right.
fast their teenager was driving here and there, and when they
Right.
arrived. When do we decide that they are able to decide whether or not they want to be tracked? Is it at the end of their senior year? Is it when they go off to college? Is it later? Is it before then? I
Right.
don't know.
So phones, it's always the problem because, we recommend that you give freedom, and yet phone is in some ways a dangerous device that technically, your teenager. I don't think I've had a high school kid that owned their own phone. They were using their parents' phone. They always used a parent's phone. I had one kid. He was 18. He went and got his own. But the point is, you still want to try to offload all you can. So think ahead at least to what's going to be happening this fall. Are they going to be off at a school or somewhere else or working in at your house? And you want to try to move toward practicing what that's going to be. So basically, I recommend that you let go of all of that, that you not continue to track. A lot of parents hope their teenager will forget that they're tracking them. But I think it's better to announce that that location thing, by the way, we love that. And I would love it if you'd keep doing that, but you don't have to. Yeah, I don't think there's a single listener that's going to do that, but it creates issue. And again, what you're doing is doing all you can to dispel that irritated feeling of you're treating me like I'm a child. No, we're not. No, we're not. And that's a tough one because most parents, it is hard to deliberately turn off your eyes on things like, where your kid is. I would certainly argue that it really does. I can tell you this, it doesn't help you to know because, you can't really say, wait a minute, you said you were going to Taco Bell. I see you at McDonald's. What's going on? That's a disaster. Like, what can you really do with it? And there's always the, well, if you're in a wreck, If they're in a wreck and there's no human beings with a phone, and they couldn't reach the button, and that location service caused you, the hero that you are, to get in your helicopter, and that's just not a real, so it's not actually as useful as we think.
Well, I just tell my kids, I want to know where to start looking for your body when you're not home on time,
Yes, good for you. You're that's perfect. Go with guilt.
I just want to be able to find you. No, but the truth of the matter is that we're all paranoid about that happening, but the likelihood of it happening is so slim, and it does kind of wreck us to imagine the worst case scenario and then let that stuff go with our kids,
Well,
So.
I think that's the deal. Yeah, I think it comes down to, is that really going to happen? And is it worth, especially if you have a senior that is pushing back? Then again, my advice is I would try to give it up. Really, it's not, it's a, those are times when we really do congratulate ourselves on our huge, important role with a senior that really is the same as it would be if you had a toddler. Then you really need to know where your kid is. Yeah, of course. But really, senior? I don't think so.
Okay, that's going to be a hard one, Dr. Kin. Let me ask you another question. This is the time of year that a lot of college plans and post-graduation plans are coming together. There's a lot of disappointment when you don't get into the colleges that you wanted to, or
Right.
maybe there's excitement, you're excited, but there are a lot of times where kids don't get into their first choice. They're disappointed, they're, I don't know, struggling a little bit with, I don't really know, so many unknowns, I guess, just so many unknowns of who's their
Right.
roommate, what's going to happen next, when am I going to go to orientation, or what kind of job am I going to get? That sort of thing that's happening right now. How do we help our kids as we're going through all these emotional ups and downs, these disappointments that may be happening?
Preparing for college, especially college apps, which has already done. I think I've mentioned that's a weird glitch in this whole thing because those are pretty important. I've been really surprised at how even mature adolescents just kind of freeze or fumble the ball on getting ready for college and even last minute stuff like signing up for your dorm room or even looking for a job in the summer, all that kind of stuff. And it's a little late in the game to be thinking, well, when she arrives at college and doesn't have sheets or anything, that'll teach her. And most parents are like, well, wait a minute. This is not a let's screw up college to learn a lesson moment. So I would, again, go back to the basic formula of emphasizing to this teenager this spring what we're talking about, in this case with college prep and whatever. This may be the opportunity for you to, number one, reinforce that, look, it's not my, I'm not the one going off, or it's not my job that I need to be getting. It's your deal and you don't have to. But I'm really worried about this. Like, I would use the respect to be able to hopefully give you lots of opportunity to really talk about. I've already told you I'm nervous about this. You said you've handled it. The first deadline's already gone by. What's really going on? And again, the most common reason your teenager won't talk to you about that is they think you're talking down to me and whatever. As long as you do all you can to reduce that control part, it should buy you plenty of chance to even talk about, are you kind of overwhelmed? Is this you not wanting to leave high school? What do you think this is? And you might actually have be able to have a meaningful talk about that. If they still see you as, well, you're my mom and you think you know everything, this is about to be another speech about how readiness is important, whatever, then they're not going to talk to you. So you should be able to purchase more communication in your respect for them. Because, yeah, there's a lot of odds and ends that, I mean, really, it ends up being, if you think about it, the things like them getting ready for even a job this summer. You can't make them get a job. You can nag and teach and threaten and whatever and wreck your relationship. Or you can announce this spring, by the way, it's so cool, you're going to be done. And will be done with your allowance by when you graduate, because you have to be working for money this summer. And we're not kidding, no exception. We will not be paying you for your expenses this summer. So it's going to be great. It's so great. It's like both sides. It's like, look how free you're getting, because look how responsible you will be. And so it's things like that.
Yeah, this is it's a lot for parents. I think especially the first go round with my oldest, and then I started to see the benefits of it as the kids have gotten, I've had subsequent children go through the senior year thing.
Right.
I think, oh, this is easier to give up because I realized they need the kind of the kick in the pants
Yep.
of growing up and like, you can do this, you got this, you can handle it, and this encouragement that I give them. And then you see that they feel so confident when they do leave for
That's
college,
right.
that they got it managed, they got it under control, they can get a job if they need to when they're in college. They're not worried about all of that. They've done it before. So giving them those wings to fly.
And with these seniors, I really want to emphasize this is far more than just giving encouraging messages. It is saying, no, you will be out there. We will not be handling these things for you. Parents are used to being told you should say words of encouragement and all this kind of stuff. True, but if they are words of encouragement while you keep being the safety net for everything, young adults are smart enough to know that you're being patronizing even in your encouragement of me. Does that, you know what I mean?
Yes, for sure. They need to know that you really mean it and you trust that they're going to handle it.
Yeah.
Right. One other thing that's come up with my seniors and is proving true again the third time is the funniest. I find it very funny because it's very different from when I was growing up. My kids are so afraid to call on the phone and make appointments. And I
Yeah.
think that's ridiculous because, of course, that was something you did back in the 80s and 90s. It was no big deal to
Right.
call and make an appointment. They don't like that. So my daughter has had, a doctor's appointment. She needs to do a dental appointment coming up. And she looked at me. She's like, please, can you call? And I said, I am not going to call. You're ridiculous. And so I said, this is something that a grown-up does. And I told my
Good.
kids at the turn of 18 years old that I'm no longer have access to their medical records, and so they're going to need to take care of this themselves. I don't know that that's really the case, but I said I'll go in and sit with you if you'd like me to go with you, but I can't make your appointments and I can't talk to the doctor for you. You've got to be the one to speak
So
up.
should we
So
add that to a technique, Jessica's technique, which is called lying to your adolescent? Because I'm pretty sure you can make an appointment
I
for an
could
18-year-old.
probably make an appointment, but I don't have access to even like in college. My daughter is in dual credit classes where she
Right.
takes classes at a local college, as well as in her high school. And I don't have access to those grades,
Right. Well, you
because
could
she's
if you insisted,
yes,
but I
but
wouldn't.
she's yes, because she's enrolled as a college student. I don't have, so yes, I do have
Yeah.
access because I ask her for that, but I wouldn't by legal bounds, I
Well,
guess.
I think that's a good, I mean, I think the whole point is that you're telling them, you're looking for other things to let go of. No, I wouldn't be a senior in high school. You shouldn't be making appointments for them. But the message is because you're too old, I'm not going to do that for you. You're not 8. And that is the encouragement for a young adult and that sometimes means actually letting the ball drop, but being able to really talk about it. They need to see that you mean this. Sometimes parents have been so involved and so caretaking that teenagers, even when you say, I'm not doing this for you, they know, yeah, yes, you will. No, I'm not. I'm not going to do that. It would be, in my words, disrespectful to keep doing that. So yeah, I would find those things and offload them for sure. Well, what if he's anxious? Yeah, well, he's going to be an anxious young adult that needs to figure out how to do that. But I'm not going to do that for him.
And starting to schedule their things is so complicated anyway at this point because I've learned, with especially as they go off to college or they're living in another town, if they try to come home and they're home for a week or two, to make an appointment where they can be there, et cetera. It's just better to give that
Yes.
up when they're a senior and say, you can figure this out because I don't know
And
your
it
schedule
way
anymore.
better. And this does
So.
make me think of something you and I didn't talk about, which is I think the more that we add up these things, I think I should also add to the list this spring of senior year is the time for you as parents to take care of yourselves, be busy with other things besides this senior, be busy with fun things that do not include your senior. Do stuff in your marriage, do stuff if you're single with your friends. But I mean, you really can't just sit there all day, every day and quote, not involve yourself too much. You need to involve yourself in other things because I have plenty of parents that agree with this, at least intellectually, but they really struggle. Because their heart is completely in their teenager's life and this successful launch. And this is more than just steps that you do. You really need to take care of yourself. You should be busy with something else. If you've been thinking about adding to or the part-time work or something that you're not sure if you should do, you should definitely think about doing that this spring so that you're not only not over involving and you're giving away freedoms, but you're also not just standing there biting your nails, and hoping they don't screw it up.
That's good advice. Well, and I have one more at home, so this is not my final launch,
Right.
but I do have a friend that a couple of years ago her youngest graduated and they were about to be empty nesters, and they planned a trip with a couple other couples that were also in the same
Yes.
boat. And the week after they, maybe 2 weeks after they took their kids to college, they had this trip planned, and I decided that is what I'm going to do. I love the idea of having something to anticipate to celebrate the fact that we are empty nesters. And so,
I love that.
if these parents out there that are listening are thinking of launching, or they're about to launch their last child out of the house, I think that's a great idea just to take a moment, even if it's dinner with friends. You can't do a trip, but to have something to look forward to celebrate that this is a big thing that your kid is headed off. So,
Perfect.
thank you, Dr. Ken. I appreciate it. I'm ready for this last semester, and I will sort of. I'm
It's
sort of
gonna be okay.
sad. Sort of sad, but I appreciate your words of wisdom and being reminded of what I need to remember this semester. Thanks, Dr. Ken. Thank you for listening today. We'd love to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@feedingthemouth.com. If you enjoy this podcast, would you mind leaving us a review? This is how others find our podcast.
This time of year, the school calendar really starts to fill up. Spring activities, testing season, and that final push toward the end of the year. It's a great moment for kids to stay focused and build confidence in what they're learning. That's where IXL comes in. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand their schoolwork, from math and reading to writing and science. It's designed for pre-K through 12th grade, with personalized interactive content that adapts to each child's level and pace. IXL makes it easy to stay on track with instant feedback and clear explanations, skills organized by grade level, and simple progress tracking. It fits into even the busiest spring schedules. It's also trusted nationwide. In fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.